Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I can't believe that these Democrats are lining up to go down to a foreign country to visit a guy who was here illegally, a criminal, an MS-13 member who beat his wife. I mean, you can't be more plain than that. That's who this is. So I think all along, Martha, they were looking for some example of something President Trump would do that was so bad that they could rally behind. I can't believe that they're that stupid that this is the guy. This is the poster child now for their movement.
Yeah, there you go. That was a Missouri Senator, Republican Senator Eric Schmidt, Rapid Response 47, sharing that audio. Let me see. Oh, yeah, here it is right here. He was on with Martha McCallum on Fox News yesterday as MS-13, the Dems MS-13 members call for this guy to be brought back to the United States of America. Jesse Waters had a great segment last night covering this whole story, and he talked about the over claims, the over claims of due process. Here you go.
Tampon's daughter says he's not MS-13.
Oh, let me pause it for just a second. So, of course, he's referring to Tampon Tim Walz. If you guys hadn't seen this, so Tampon Tim Walz, the far-left governor of Minnesota who was the running mate with Kamala Harris in the presidential election year, that's who he's referring to. He's referring to comments from Tampon Tim's far-left daughter. Here you go.
Tampon's daughter says he's not MS-13. Kilmore's more like Jesus.
If Jesus were alive today and in the United States, this administration would have already taken him and removed him from this country without due process, claimed he was a member of the MS-13 gang as a way to try to justify not giving him due process.
MS-13's being unjustly crucified like Jesus? Kilmore Garcia's dying for the sins of 20 million bad hombres? This isn't about due process. It's about overdue process. You don't skip the process of legally coming here and then demand a process when we kick you out. You can't cut in line to come here and then wait in line to leave. Doesn't work like that. The Democrats are arguing that every illegal alien gang member should get a lawyer and years of hearings and appeals.
Great line there from Jesse Waters. Now, I played a little bit of Chris Van Hollen. He's the Democrat senator from Maryland. I played some of his Sunday morning show comments yesterday on the show. But we need to play more of the back and forth. So this Democrat senator from Maryland, who didn't give two squats about families who lost loved ones that were killed by illegal aliens from El Salvador, he said nothing for them. Nothing for these victims, nothing for these young women, nothing for these moms, nothing for these angel moms. But then he's down there living it up in the sun with Kilmore. But he was actually asked, I think Dana Bash asked him on CNN, and good job on her part by following up with him. She asked him if he even bothered to ask Kilmore if he is a member of MS-13. And he tried to evade the question, so she followed up. We'll give you that back and forth and get to your calls next.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny to partly cloudy skies today, a few isolated showers or a thundershower possible this afternoon. High temperatures will range from the lower 50s in Bozeman to near 60 in the Billings area. Isolated showers possible tonight, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy. Low temperatures in the low to mid 30s. And then with a chance for some scattered showers Wednesday, highs will stay back in the low to mid 50s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
I was stunned to find out that Pope Francis had died. I'm not a Catholic, but I found him somebody who was charismatic, was charming, and it all comes down to, I remember this, when he told reporters in the discussion about gay priests, who am I to judge? He wanted to open up the church. Now, some progressives think he didn't go far enough. Some conservatives, particularly here in America, this is the first Jesuit and the first pope from the Americas, think that he went too far. Understood. But at the same time, he was somebody who fought for migrants, for climate change, and was just an inspiration to the world, I think. And so now we have to wait for the black smoke to turn to white smoke, and we'll have a new pope. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Okay.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
What about the northern border? We've talked about how interactions with the Border Patrol and illegal aliens on the southern border has practically ground to a halt. What about the northern border? We'll get to that here in just a second. First up, though, let's go to the phone lines, 406-294-0970. We got Steve in Ballantyne. Steve, thanks for calling back in. We missed you in the 6 o'clock hour.
Okay. This is just food for thought. Go back 4 or 5 years ago when COVID hit us, the normal decent people were out there trying to speak their mind on trying to ways of saving lives, and they censored us like you can't believe just because they wanted to. Basically, they stole the election. They'll never change my mind. That was 4 or 5 years ago. You know, they took away our freedom of speech because we were trying to save lives, okay? Now, we got this illegal that's down there in Louisiana, apparently, because he's a pro-Hamas. He's at the college campuses, you know, basically chanting river to the sea. You know, they want to kill these Jews. The Hamas want to just kill them, okay? And now his lawyer is saying the guy is due. He can't be deported because freedom of speech. He's chanting, basically, let's kill all the Jews. But 4 or 5 years ago, the American public, the decent ones, were trying to save lives, and they censored us. Took away our freedom of speech. They suck.
This guy was a ringleader for these, let's just call it what it is. These weren't protests. This wasn't speech. This was intimidation tactics, threatening tactics, harassing, intimidating, and threatening Jewish students on college campuses in America. The guy had a privilege being here with a student visa. That privilege was taken away. He doesn't have a right to be here. He has a privilege to be here. And, yeah, isn't it just amazing how these far-left activists, they didn't stand up for everyday Americans and our constitutional rights. They didn't care about our free speech, but they would shut down this speech like this in a heartbeat if they had the power to do so. They won't stand up for the free speech rights of Americans. They didn't. They refused to. We saw it on full display over the last 4 years. But here they are bending over backwards to pretend that somebody who doesn't even have a right to be here has those rights. It's so obvious, isn't it, Steve?
It's just disgusting. I mean, they take away our rights, but yet now this guy, you know, he's Hamas. It's like, you know, they river to the sea on the Jews. They want to kill them. They want them gone. And yet he has the privilege, you know, the freedom of speech to do that. He's not even American to start with.
Yeah, I believe that's the Mahmoud Khalil case that the Democrats are also rallying behind as well. AOC and Bernie Sanders brought him up in Missoula when they were there at their rally as well. Steve, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Back to the Dem S-13, the Democrats and their MS-13 operatives here. Even more Democrat members of Congress traveled down to El Salvador. Although it's kind of funny, Van Hollen, the Democrat senator from Maryland, the taxpayers funded his trip down there because they approved his request to do a taxpayer-funded junket down to El Salvador. But House Republicans denied a request by three House Democrats for taxpayers to pay for their trip down to El Salvador. That was pretty interesting. But anyway, Sean Hannity last night on his TV show on Fox played this back and forth from CNN, where good job by Dana Bash for asking a follow-up question to that Democrat senator from Maryland.
Can you say with absolute certainty that he is not, nor has he ever been, a member of the MS-13 gang? And did you ask him point blank?
Well, Dana, what Donald Trump is trying to do here is change the subject. The subject at hand is that he and his administration are defying a court order to give Abrego Garcia his due process rights.
But since you were the one person to have met with him, and since this is a thing you say on social media, it's what we hear from Donald Trump and Republicans every day, all day long, you didn't ask him?
I didn't ask him that because I know what his answer is. What he told me was he was sad, traumatized that he was being in prison because he has committed no crimes.
Oh, okay. Entering the country illegally is not a crime anymore, thanks to Chris Van Hollen.
Yeah, well said there. Well said there by Sean Hannity. Give me a break. Well, I already knew what the answer was going to be. Oh, yeah, the guy is sitting in front of you. This is your chance to meet with him face to face. And you didn't even take the opportunity to ask him that question or a question whatsoever. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Hey, look, guys, here's the deal. You know, man, the weather's getting nice. It's about time to get out on the water. Some of you, you know, you already got your fishing boats out as well. Some of you still need a fishing boat. Well, let me tell you, it's time to make some waves. They've got the Brett's RV and Marine Boat Show is coming up April 24th through 26th. Now, they just had the big RV show, but this is the boat show. So they've got some exclusive show pricing on their hottest new models, like the Sun Chaser Vista pontoons, starting at around just under $30,000. You can get a new pontoon at $29,995. Now, if you want to upgrade, you can trade in your current boat or your RV or consign it and cash out. But, yeah, this the boat show coming up April 24th through the 26th. They're gonna have the boat show out at Brett's RV and Marine in Billings. But also, hey, stop by and see our friends at Brett's RV and Marine in Butte as well. For those of you listening to KXTL in Butte right now, brettsrv.com to go check the inventory ahead of time.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
What was Bidenomics exactly? It may be best understood as a muscular policy aimed first at pulling the economy out of a supposed pandemic abyss, quickly evolving into an effort to make government play a much bigger role in setting economic priorities, with much less concern over the impact of deficits. It was clearly a failure politically, with the incumbent president not even allowed by his party to run for re-election. And a new essay by Obama-era advisor Jason Furman details its economic failures as well. Just like the military generals who tried to fight the previous war, Bidenomics threw caution to the wind and avoiding what they judged to be the overly timid reaction of the Obama administration to the last recession as they assumed office. But the two situations were completely different, with the pandemic recovery already well underway with well-functioning credit markets. The spending surge sparked higher inflation, and in many cases that unhappy outcome torpedoed even its most direct aims. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. The key to living a long life is to eat a lot of meat when you're young and then transition to vegetables as you age. That's according to a study by researchers at the University of Sydney in Australia. Analysts looked at food supply and demographic data from over 100 countries between 1961 and 2018, taking into account factors like population size and national wealth. They found that young children live longer when animal protein makes up a large portion of their diet. That's because meat contains essential amino acids and nutrients like iron and zinc, which are easily absorbed. But adults over 60 benefit more from plant-based proteins, like peas, tofu, and chickpeas. People have longer life expectancy in countries where plant proteins are more prevalent in the food supply. The findings were published in the journal Nature Communications. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Recently, I had the opportunity to sit down with Dr. Wadad Cruzado, who will be retiring at the end of June as the 12th president of Montana State University. And I wanted to share with you the message that she left me with at the end of this conversation, as it's a message for each and every one of us.
I'm a much better person thanks to you, thanks to Montana State, but particularly thanks to the state of Montana. I was blown away the minute I arrived, and they said, people in Montana are authentic. What you see is what you get. They're great conversationalists, and they care. I learned in Jordan, Montana, that neighbor is a verb. And I will always remember that as my parting gift from Montana. This is an amazing place. This is your university. Make sure that you reach out, you hold our feet to the fire, because what we're doing here is precious. We're building the future of America, starting in the Treasure State. Thank you. Go Cats, go.
For my entire conversation with Dr. Wadad Cruzado, visit my Facebook page, Lane Nordlund, Ag Broadcaster. It's an hour-long conversation, but it's worth every minute. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Tim and Savage just messaged us about Kilmar. Kilmar down in El Salvador. Oh, he is sad. Well, that changes everything. I guess if he's sad, okay, you can come back to America with your MS-13 gangbanging activities, and I guess you can still do your human trafficking and beat your wife.
Go to YHIC.com.
This is the Montana Economic.
And then,
Clayton, I think, are you playing audio from inside?
Yeah, interesting update there from Jeff Lasloff, especially when it comes to.
Okay, all right, sorry, guys, I was hearing, I don't know if you guys were hearing audio over the airwaves there, but I had a bunch of audio playing through my headset there. All right, not sure where that came from. Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah, I was reading messages here on our Montana Talks app. All right, here we go. So Tim and Savage was saying, oh, yeah, you know, Kilmar is sad because he's back home in El Salvador. Well, that changes everything. How many people are sad because they want to be Americans? They want to come here the right way. They want to come here the legal way. And then you got all these, you know, 15 million plus people coming here the wrong way and jumping in line. How many people are sad because of the crimes that have been committed against them by MS-13 and Trende Aragua and these other gang members? But, oh, no, Chris Van Hollen says that Kilmar is sad. Kilmar is sad. I got to get to these northern border numbers here, too, before I forget that one. So let me pick that story up here. That I had another message on the Montana Talks app here. Let's see. This one came from, oh, yeah, this came from Evan in Belt. Did I hear that right? Tampon Tim Walls will fight for an illegal immigrant, but wouldn't fight for his country. I'd love to meet Twinkle Toes. I'm sure we could have a good discussion about this. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Tampon Tim Walls will fight for this, you know, MS-13 gang member, but he wouldn't fight for his country. He dodged a deployment when his unit got deployed. Typical Tampon Tim Walls out of Minnesota. Speaking of Tampon Tim Walls, I thought there was, I knew I had a more to that story here. So Tim Walls, you know, all of these attacks on Teslas and Tesla dealerships. Did you guys hear one of the latest people to get arrested, one of the latest domestic terrorists to get arrested for, you know, vandalizing and targeting Tesla owners is a state employee. He works for the state of Minnesota. That guy should be fired immediately. Anyway, Greg Gutfeld was talking about this story last night on his program.
But in politics, kayfabe has casualties. In Minnesota, one of Tim Walz's state employees was arrested for vandalizing Teslas. These fools, they're like six-year-olds watching SpongeBob SquarePants and thinking it's real. Don't they know those cars have more hidden cameras than my guest bedroom? Yet when they're arrested, they act like a dog who was just shown a card trick. What happened? But it's not theater anymore. Dems and media prime the mob by pretending Trump is Hitler. Then run and hide when their grunts follow through. Suddenly, kayfabe becomes domestic terrorism. So this isn't on Trump. It's on the people who demonized him while knowing it was all theater. And now the political kayfabe is bleeding into the crowd. And this time, nobody's yelling fake news. Let's welcome.
All right. By the way, kayfabe, were any of you guys wondering what the word kayfabe means? I was wondering the same thing, so I actually had to look it up earlier this morning. Kayfabe is the word for the fake wrestling on like WWF, WWE. I know there's at least one guy. It's not fake. What do you mean? What are you talking about? It's not. Kayfabe is the word for the fake wrestling on WWF and WWE. So there you go. There's a new word for some of us out there. Maybe everybody else was already in on that one. I did not know they actually had a word for the fake wrestling. Okay, what about the northern border? We've been talking a lot about how the interactions between our great men and women in the Border Patrol on our southern border with illegal aliens is basically ground to a halt. What about the northern border? Here's the headline from the New York Post. Northern border sector, previously overrun by illegal migrants, sees dramatic drop in crossings. Here's the quote from the New York Post story. We haven't seen anyone since November. Illegal crossings along the busiest section of the U.S.-Canadian border, which encompasses parts of New York, Vermont, and New Hampshire, have plummeted thanks to President Trump's immigration crackdown. Just 54 migrants were apprehended in the Swanton sector, which stretches almost 300 miles in March. It's a drastic 95% drop from the 1,109 border crossers caught in March of 2024, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke from the Western Congressional District is part of the Northern Border Caucus. I'll tell you what he had to say about this story here in 60. Worthy of a President Trump soundbite. The Pete Hegseth signal story. Oh, give me a break. Give me a break. The former sec def with his Darth Vader COVID mask stood by and watched as this country was invaded by 15 million plus illegals. They left $85 billion of equipment behind during this disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. 13 service members killed during that botched withdrawal. The list goes, recruitment numbers went in the absolute tank because of their woke policies. They were, you know, they had drag queen story hours targeting children on our military bases. Oh, but they want to keep signal. Lottie freaking da. I love what Matt Walsh had to say. Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire says this. He says, I love the Pete Hegseth pick initially. But now, after seeing this unrelenting campaign to smear and destroy him, I love the pick even more. We all need to rally around him. Well said there by Matt Walsh. President Trump, when he was asked about the stupid signal story, said this.
Are you bringing up signal again? I thought they gave that up 2 weeks ago.
There was a new report this week that had a separate chat that included some family members.
It's all... It's the same old stuff from the media. That's an old one. Try finding something new.
Yeah, try finding something new. By the way, I think that was a question that was brought up when they had like the Easter egg roll and all the Easter activities at the White House. Speaking of that, do you guys remember when Joe Biden got pulled from the rope line by the Easter bunny? And I think Jimmy Failla was right. I think the look on Joe Biden's face when the Easter Bunny pulled him from the rope line, because Joe Biden was wandering off and meandering and roaming around too much. The look on Joe Biden's face, he had the look like he thought that the Easter Bunny was real.
When the bunny took Joe Biden out, he's not taking Trump out.
Yeah, it was a little hard to hear in the background, but he was talking about how beautiful of a moment it was when the bunny saved Joe Biden. All right, okay, back to the northern border real quick. I'm looking at the clock here. Yeah, Congressman Ryan Zinke, I was telling you about how the northern border has now seen a dramatic drop in crossings as well. Haven't seen anyone since November, is a quote from that New York Post story. Congressman Ryan Zinke said this: the Northern Border Caucus and Tom Homan are working in lockstep to seal the northern border, and the results are clear. Still more to do, but this is what happens when an administration cares about enforcing the law. All right, quick break. We got Tucker Garrigan from Reminisce Angus right after this, right here on Montana Talks. And then John Jackson, the Joker from X, joining us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show.
Hey, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, let me share a quick DailyWire.com story for you here. RFK Jr., to ban some petroleum-based food dyes. So you guys have heard, you know, Make America Healthy Again, and what RFK Jr. is going to try to do as a Secretary of Health and Human Services. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. plans to direct food manufacturers to phase out 8 petroleum-based food dyes from cereals, sports drinks, and other grocery staples by the end of 2026. The directive, expected to be announced in full detail today, affects hundreds of thousands of grocery store items containing 8 petroleum-based dyes, which health experts have long criticized for potentially causing hyperactivity and other neurobehavioral problems in children. According to a New York Times report, the 8 dyes being targeted include red number 40, yellow number 5, yellow number 6, blue number 1, blue number 2, green number 3, red number 3, and orange B, according to details provided by HHS officials to the New York Times. So that's an interesting story, because, you know, one of the things RFK Jr. has brought up is how we have some of these things in our processed foods that aren't even allowed in places like Europe. So that's an interesting story that's going to be developing later today. But hey, you guys have heard us. We've had some great conversations with Brian Massard with Reminisce Angus Ranch out of Dillon, Montana. And, you know, he's been working very closely with RFK Jr. and talking about making America healthy again, because I tell you what, you want to eat healthy? Montana beef is where it's at. Anyway, last time we caught up with Brian Massard, it was interesting because he was talking about how he's raising his cattle on pasture grown with N-soil algae for improving soil health and forage quality. And so when he mentioned that, I was a little interested in hearing a little bit more about, you know, what is this whole N-soil algae thing all about? Well, joining us today for our segment today here, brought to you by Reminisce Angus, we've got Tucker Garrigan. Tucker, thanks for being with us here this morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. And thanks for the segue. That was a perfect setup.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, well, you know, it's been fun. I mean, man, you know, we were tracking RFK Jr. very early on, at least two or three years ago, because Brian Massard was telling us what was happening. He was talking about, you know, this whole thing with saturated fats and how they've been discriminating against beef, and how if we want to make America healthy again, we got to promote beef and we can't be discriminated. And now you're seeing beef tallow even on grocery store shelves here.
Yeah, it's absolutely a superfood, especially if it's sourced from people like Brian and a lot of producers up in Montana. It's absolutely a superfood. A cow's got it, the opportunity to digest and process and put a whole lot more mineral from plants in its fat than we ever could as humans. So you want diversity in your diet, eat a lot of beef.
Oh man, I cooked some steaks for Easter and luckily I had some leftovers and it was still great last night. So tell us about your business and what you do to partner with Brian Massard and Reminisce Angus out in Dillon.
Yeah, I appreciate the platform and the ability to share. So yeah, we're a group out of South Carolina that got into this project back in 2017. Really, from a human health perspective and objective, we're trying to grow as fruits and vegetables for food banks in our community with as much nutrition as possible, because we know that the key to controlling inflammation in humans and in animals is phytonutrient and phytochemical exchange in the system, and that comes from whole foods, right? And the way that plants get nutrition is out of the soil, and the natural process for a plant to acquire as much balanced nutrition as possible is to have as much biodiversity among the microorganisms in the soil to bring that nutrient out of the ground and into the plant. And what we've learned over decades of what we'll call conventional ag is that as we apply synthetic nutrient to plants, we can grow them for sure. But when we do, we're growing hollow food. The plants basically have a contract with the microorganisms. They feed each other. And if we feed plants directly with synthetic nutrients, they really don't feed the microbes as the way they're supposed to. And that process breaks down and you get hollow food. And so, you know, we set out to try and change this, and we have one of a, there's a lot of really smart people working hard to help farmers and ranchers adapt to use biology as a primary driver of producing crops rather than chemistry. And we're seeing the evidence really, really clearly, and nowhere is it more obvious than with Brian and the cows out at Reminisce Angus Ranch. Brian and I got connected back in 2022. If you've seen the movie Tommy Boy, you can use that as your reference.
Nice.
Me and a coworker were out on the road. I'm the small guy. He was the big guy. And we weren't really trying to save the company so much as get it off the ground. And we were just literally on a month-long road trip out west. And we'd had some good results with cattle people on the East Coast and really wanted to focus out there where out in Montana because of how important Montana beef is. And we literally cold called Brian shortly after Easter. It was this time 4 years ago. And you know, we sat down. He was gracious enough to spend some time with us. And what we were talking about was right on what he was working on already, right? He was he was observing the issues in his cows. And he knew that fertilizer was part of the issue. And so, you know, he gave us a shot. And, you know, that first year we were able to produce a good bit more hay with him using the algae instead of fertilizer. And, you know, that was our main objective. But what we learned in the process is the mineral values and the nutrition in the hay that he was growing really, really improved. And, you know,
You're basically trying to come up with, hey, how do we get healthier soil? How do we grow better hay without using all the chemicals that you would typically need to use in order to do so? So that's where you kind of came up with, hey, we use live cell algae as like a biostimulant, something like that. Brian was telling me about the last time we had him on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The way the process works in nature, the algae that we grow, the specific strain is found in every body of fresh water in the world. And the way I like to describe it to people, if you think about when floodwaters recede seasonally in any river delta, that alluvial zone, what's happening is the algae, as those floodwaters recede, gets deposited on soil in concentration. And it sends a signal to all the microorganisms in the soil that it's time to go to work. It's a seasonal event. It's the natural ecosystem's seasonal event that triggers activity in the soil, and that's one of the major factors in why those areas are so fertile. And so what we did was figure out how to keep the algae alive in the dark. It's a photosynthetic organism, but we knew if we could do that, then we could give farmers and ranchers really anywhere an opportunity to replicate that biological response in the field.
How do you do that on such, you know, in Montana, it requires a large chunk of land to crop yields in the south and southeast and the east coast are higher, right? Because you got more moisture, you got greener, you know, warmer environments, right? And so you can grow more grass on a smaller chunk of, so how do you do this on such big chunks of terrain like we have in Montana?
Yeah, I mean, we had a hypothesis that it would work and work with the biology out there because the algae's found everywhere in the world, and that was the case. Some of the attributes of the algae, I mean, it only takes 8 ounces to an acre to stimulate the activity that we need to stimulate.
And interesting. So you can spread it out pretty thin over a larger chunk of land then.
Exactly. It's a liquid concentrate, and you can cover a lot of ground with a little bit of material. And the algae has three real main benefits. It's driving that biological activity that's moving nutrition into the plant, but it's also giving chlorophyll. It's filling the plants with chlorophyll, and so they're capturing more sunlight and putting more carbon in the soil.
Which leads to the vitamins in the beef, which is why beef is the original superfood with the macronutrients, the micronutrients, vitamins that you need, things like that, because of the sunlight, I'd imagine. Well, we got to hit our hard break here, but Tucker Garrigan, great to have you on the show here, talking about N-soil algae and the work you're doing with Reminis Angus Ranch in Dillon, Montana. How can people learn more about your company? You got a quick website or something that you want to share?
Yeah, N-soil algae, that's E-N-S-O-I-L algae.com. Yeah, there's tons of information there. And then anybody can reach me. My contact information is on the website. We're happy to answer questions. And
perfect.
Montana's our absolute most productive region. The crops out there have been incredibly responsive to the algae.
Wow, that's great to hear.
It's been a real blessing.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. The message for everyone
right,
paying
Tucker,
big wireless
great.
Way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate for 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Fox News commentary.
Liberal outlets dub dogs as environmental villains. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Climate change zealots are the worst. They suck the joy and fun out of everything, but now they've taken it too far because they're coming after man's best friend. According to research circulated by The Guardian and Mother Jones, dogs are environmental villains that have extensive and multifarious environmental impacts that disturb other wildlife, pollute waterways, and contribute to carbon emissions. A review published in the journal Pacific Conservation Biology suggests that dogs, the world's commonest large carnivores, have an especially dangerous impact on shorebirds like penguins. Other studies suggest insecticides from flea and tick medications kill aquatic invertebrates. Look, this may all be true, but newsflash to these science nuts. Humans love dogs, and we will never give them up or stop owning them because you claim they are bad. It's not going to happen, so research all you want. We do not care. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny to partly cloudy skies, today a few isolated showers or a thunder shower possible this afternoon. High temperatures will range from the lower 50s in Bozeman to near 60 in the Billings area. Isolated showers possible tonight, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy. Low temperatures in the low to mid 30s. And then with the chance for some scattered showers Wednesday, highs will stay back in the low to mid 50s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
The champagne socialists Bernie Sanders and AOC were spotted exiting a private jet during their fighting oligarchy tour. FoxNews.com broke the story. We've got that full report and much more. Check it out. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, wait till you see this one. Wait till you hear the song if you missed it on Monday's show. The country song created by AOC.
And feeling your best with hair grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
What do you think, John? You want to throw the headset on early and just start yapping now? We might as well, huh?
Good to go, good to go.
Hey, good to see you. What's going on this morning?
Oh, man. You know, rhinos and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
mostly rhinos, though. Mostly, man, I'll tell you what. You were asking me, you said, what's this Montana conservative group on Twitter? And I'm like, it's somebody created a fake phony Montana conservatives account on X to provide cover fire for the 9 Republican state senators that have been voting with the Democrats on all these spending bills and everything else. So they created this Montana conservatives account on X that all of a sudden just popped up out of nowhere. I've never seen this thing before. And they sent out a tweet where they're saying, here it is right in front of me here. Conservative Republicans are fighting for Governor Gianforte's agenda until the gavel falls on the last day of session. And then they listed 3 of the so-called 9 Republican state senators. And so then I sent that tweet out and I said this: if you're going to claim that you're fighting for the governor's agenda, then you shouldn't be voting for massive spending increases above and beyond the governor's budget. And why haven't you delivered the governor's across-the-board tax cut and property tax relief? And then I added this: I hope the governor has the veto pen ready, because, like, that's the thing. These 9 Republican state senators are apparently feeling the heat. So they're trying to claim that, well, we're standing up for the governor's agenda. Well, I just saw the governor's 5-bullet-point agenda that he laid out in a press conference last week, and you guys haven't delivered on any of that. So how can you, in fact, if anything, you're undermining that agenda. So how can you claim that you're the real conservatives standing up for the governor's agenda?
Well, and like you just said at the break, what ends up happening most of the time is we end up, complaining about this a lot, but then no one ever does anything. And right now, our friend Kat is all over a new project on this. And your county, like, see, out here in Montana, your county Republican groups, what they need, you've got these 9 that were censured, right, by the Montana GOP. And then you got another group of these people inside of the House as well, the Montana House. These county Republican groups need to right now be finding a primary opponent for these people and getting them in there and getting them going. I mean, that's your job. If you're unhappy with these people, that should be your job. Find a primary opponent.
Well, and more importantly, the challenge with a lot of conservatives in Montana is good at squawking, good at talking, good at coming up with lists and getting up with, well, we endorse so-and-so or we oppose so-and-so. But they never, raise the funds and mount a campaign to actually follow through and get the job done. And so I would say that, like, on top of that, look, if you're disappointed with what's going on, kind of like the judicial races and the Supreme Court seats, conservatives and Republicans sit here and complain all day long about the left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court, but start raising money to actually get fair-minded Supreme Court justices across the finish line. We always cede that ground and cede that terrain to the other side. And then the trial lawyers and the environmental wackos and the Democrat mega donors come in and basically fund these Supreme Court elections.
That's what we also don't get is the Democrats take their money, their national money, and throw it in here. And we don't see our national money coming in for these races. And so anybody that's got a voice like our governor and our U.S. senators needs to be making that happen.
Well, and I know that they were helpful. I know Senator Steve Daines, I think it was his majority pack, that even though they had a very important U.S. Senate race here in Montana, thankfully, I think this was kind of one of the one of the untold stories of 2024. You'd have to really read through the lines to see what was happening. But Senator Steve Daines, because Tim Sheehy was such a strong candidate, and they felt more confident about him winning that Senate race against Tester, you'll notice that there was some campaign messages going out supporting our Supreme Court candidates, and we got one across the finish line finally. So that's a good point on your part there. All right, John's with us. You want to stick around for 2 hours? He's with us for the next 2 hours. It's going to fly by.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
What was Bidenomics exactly? It may be best understood as a muscular policy aimed first at pulling the economy out of a supposed pandemic abyss, quickly evolving into an effort to make government play a much bigger role in setting economic priorities, with much less concern over the impact of deficits. It was clearly a failure politically, with the incumbent president not even allowed by his party to run for re-election. And a new essay by Obama-era advisor Jason Furman details its economic failures as well. Just like the military generals who tried to fight the previous war, Bidenomics threw caution to the wind and avoiding what they judge to be the overly timid reaction of the Obama administration to the last recession as they assumed office. But the two situations were completely different, with the pandemic recovery already well underway with well-functioning credit markets. The spending surge sparked higher inflation, and in many cases that unhappy outcome torpedoed even its most direct aims. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.